This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brad Savage joins us, the one, the only Brad Savage joins us of The Corner, 106.1 The Corner. And this might be a little inside baseball for folks, but I'm going to take an opportunity here on a, sort of a sleepy, lazy Friday to brag on you a little bit. The 106.1 The Corner is part of the newest creation of the Charlottesville Radio Group. Over on the FM dial, one of my new favorite stations that I listen to because, honestly, the music is just good. And the songs come and go, and it's like a new song will come on, and I'll say, you know, I like that. I'm going to keep listening to this. And it's hard to find a radio station like that these days, but thankfully, the Charlottesville Radio Group lays claim to a few here in our neck of the woods, and The Corner is the newest. And hey, Brad.
Oh, turn me on there.
There we go.
Sorry about that.
Now we got the mic on.
Yeah. For folks who don't know, what is mm-hmm. The Corner?
Well, The Corner is a station that's been designed uniquely for Charlottesville and entirely based on listener feedback, too. We went on the air September 15th as a brand new FM station for the market. It's not like we used to be a different station. We changed the format. Like, we're a brand new sign on. And we said, hey, what should we do with this station? So we gathered feedback and kind of put the sound together, and it's a, I guess you could call it a progressive rock type format. U2, Dave Matthews, REM, Nirvana, lots of 80s and 90s, but once in a while we'll go back to the 70s and even the 60s too.
Now, Brad, the big reason I wanted to have you in here is because you recently were recognized. You got big national recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Explain this to me exactly. What happened? Like American the radio folks now are talking about Brad Savage in Charlottesville.
Well, I am the recipient of an award called the 30 Under 30 from the Conclave Radio Conference. It's a learning conference, and also Edison Media Research. So they put together a list of 30 outstanding young professionals in broadcasting nationwide, even worldwide. They had a couple people from England on the list. And
this is global award?
Yeah, it really is.
Damn,
and,
Brad.
And based on, thank you for that. Yeah. Based on the excitement that we're building here with our brand new station in Charlottesville, I was selected as one of the winners. So for that, I got to go to the Conclave Radio Conference, a radio industry convention last week back in Minnesota. And we just talked about the future of radio, and we had this fantastic awards luncheon where all the winners got to go up on stage, and it was quite an honor, really.
Was it in Minneapolis?
It was held in Minneapolis.
I've been there before.
Have you? Yeah.
I've been to Minneapolis. At night in Minneapolis, they have all these lights on the top of the buildings.
Uh-huh.
Like different colored lights.
Yes.
That flicker. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
It's a very cosmopolitan type of area.
Cleanest city I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
There's not a speck of dust. There's no scrap of paper. Why? I have no idea why. Are the Minnesotans just that clean? But
I would say that it's that they're just kind of earth-minded, you know, and they just have that kind of vibe.
It must be a Lutheran thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It must be.
But I do remember that. I walked from some bar, who knows, this was in another life a long time ago, all the way down to the river in Minneapolis.
Yep.
And I never saw one scrap of paper. It was just so clean and beautiful and mighty cold.
Yeah, it is cold.
It was very, very cold. Yeah. Why did they take you to Minneapolis and not Miami?
That's a good question. the Conclave Radio Conference is, I believe this is the 34th. First year of that convention, and it's always been held in Minnesota. It's a very kind of Midwest. Well, it's growing and becoming recognized on a national level now.
Yeah.
But it's been a Midwest based radio industry conference for many years.
We're talking with Brad Savage, 106.1, The Corner on your FM dial, and so you were recognized as one of the top 30.
Mm-hmm.
Up-and-coming young stars in radio.
Yeah, it's...
That's an incredibly big deal. I don't have a bell big enough to ring to recognize how big a deal that really is.
And
in the world, Brad.
I mean, I didn't see this one coming at all. And it's quite an honor. They had I serve as the program director for The Corner. So that means I kind of oversee promotions and programming, what music we play, what
You're
events
the big
we
man.
Sponsor.
You're the big man.
And so they had other program directors. They had notable morning show hosts on there, you know, and just different people, young people in radio doing these jobs and excelling at a young age.
That's
so
really incredible. Now, where were you when you got the call?
Well,
were you in the shower? Did they have to leave a message?
You know, it's actually
you have to call them back.
It's a good foresight on the technology. They actually emailed me. I found out opening my email, which is just a sign of the times.
Absolutely. Dear Brad, you're one of the top people in the world in radio.
In little old Charlottesville.
Which, let's be honest, it's like, what, the 212th radio market? It's a tiny little market.
It is a small market, but I think that Charlottesville has built a reputation as a great place to live and a great music area, you know, with Dave Matthews Band from here.
Yeah, that certainly helps.
And all of that. So, and then getting a brand new radio station to sign on in 2007 is fairly rare. Most of the spots on the dial are taken up by now. So for us to be able to sign one on here with Charlottesville Radio Group, I think a lot of the industry was kind of peeking in and watching and keeping tabs on how we're doing.
And seeing this brand new station in this hot little music town, lots of culture and art. In beautiful Virginia, this brand new station just signs on, and overnight, it's a huge success.
We're doing pretty well. In fact, may I tell you about another accolade we have just gotten word of?
Are you going to break news right here?
I'm going to break the news right here on Coy Barefoot's program.
We need like a breaking news sounder. Do we have one? I don't know.
I don't know if we do or not.
This is a News Radio 1070 WINA traffic update.
Well, you know, we're close.
That'll have to do.
Yeah, that'll have to do. So beyond the award for 30 Under 30, which I received, which is great and everything, now the whole station is being recognized. Radio and Records Magazine, the leading radio industry trade publication, has named us one of the six finalists for Station of the Year, Markets 101+.
Now, decipher that mouthful for me. What exactly does that mean?
What that means is our format is called the AAA radio format, or Adult Alternative Radio. Well, we have been...
Adult Alternative Radio, which means... It's not classic rock.
Right.
It's like 97.5.
Right. And
it's not easy listening
So our format in and of itself, there's probably about 120 AAA adult alternative format stations in the country.
And adult doesn't mean... It's triple X. It just means adult.
It means like you know,
you're not a kid anymore.
Right. Geared at listeners basically 25 to 54
okay,
or so.
Okay.
So we have been selected among all the stations in the country. There are six finalists, and we are now one of the finalists for this award, which will be at another radio conference out in Boulder, Colorado in August.
Now, are you going to find out on your email again if you win this
one? No, for this one, I actually have to attend and see if we are chosen as a winner.
So it's like one of those surprise things.
It's one of those surprises, yeah.
And somebody has a camera on you, but I guess it's a radio thing, so they have a microphone
on
you.
They have a microphone.
So if you win, they want to hear you go, Oh my gosh.
So I don't know if we should technically be qualified for that. We haven't even been on for a full year, so how can we be Station of the Year?
We're talking here with Brad Savage of The Corner. I was going to say online, but it's actually on the FM dial.
That's right.
Online at 106.1. But you are online. You stream.
Sure. Yeah, we're streaming online and worldwide, and we've built a little bit of a following outside of the immediate listening area, too.
Well, you must if you're getting all these awards and recognition at a little old Charlottesville.
Well, it is pretty exciting and humbling to you know, to be a brand new station and to get all these accolades and kind of you know, have everyone kind of watching in from an industry perspective. From the radio industry to be recognizing our little station.
Well, it's, you know, you're doing something right.
I hope so. Yeah.
So what are you doing? What's the secret?
Well, you know, listening to feedback from our listeners about what music we play and supporting local bands. You know, We're doing artist interviews and having on-air acoustic performances from local musicians and from the national musicians when they tour through Charlottesville. We bring them into the radio station for an interview.
I've seen some of their buses in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy.
Those long-haired, bearded folks coming in with their guitars. They're hard to miss.
Yeah.
Brad, let me ask you, now, were you a little kid on the playground with a pretend microphone? I mean, what happens when you say, in your life, when you end up doing this kind of thing?
Well, I grew up with the radio and I loved it and I would never turn it off. And I used to, you know, keep my own playlists of the top 9 at 9 countdowns and everything. So I'm from Minnesota, from Minneapolis originally. I grew up there.
Not with that accent. Yeah. No.
I've tried.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're kidding. So I grew up listening to great radio stations there and kind of decided that's what I want to do. I always liked music, and even more than that, I wanted to get on the microphone, you know.
So I
started to do that. I went to school at St. Cloud State University in Minnesota, about an hour north of Twin Cities area.
And is it just cold every day? Is it like 5 below every day? How in the world do you get out of bed and go to class as a college student in Minnesota?
Yeah, it was, especially during the winter, it was tough. I remember, you know, 12 below, 14 below zero on a fairly regular basis.
And that's not even wind chill. That's the temperature.
That's the air temperature, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I did that and eventually, you know, got to work part-time at some of the stations back in Minnesota. Well, that's a big market. No one ever leaves, you know, and I wanted to get, you know, do the program director job. I wanted to move on and really have my station to oversee.
Now, the program director, for the folks who don't know, the program director is the one who says, we're going to play this.
Yep, we're going to play this, or we're sponsoring this, or we're doing this contest. So I moved. I decided, I better go to a smaller market and get a shot at this. So that led to Columbia, Missouri for about 2 years.
Columbia, Missouri. What in the world is in Columbia, Missouri besides the Columbians?
Well, it's University of Missouri, Mizzou, as they call it. So it's a little decent little, you know, a little smaller than Charlottesville, halfway between St. Louis and Kansas City. And that led...
Out there on the prairie, as they say?
Off I-70 on the prairie. Yep. And that was a good little place to live. And then opportunity Knox. I went to Madison, Wisconsin for just under a year. Now, that was a station that was struggling in the ratings, and they tried to have me turn it around, and that didn't really work out. We weren't able to fix that one. So so they gave up. They changed the format of that station from alternative rock to country.
There you go. You can always do that. That's a gimme, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. But the company was fair, and they said, well, you know, you gave it a try here in Madison, but didn't work out. So now we want to transfer you to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Yes, University of Michigan. So I went there.
Big town.
And big town right in the shadow of Detroit and all. And I love the college towns, as you can see.
Yeah.
When Opportunity Knocks, then came word that the Corner was coming on here in Charlottesville. And I knew it was a great place to live and a good city because of the Dave Matthews Band heritage.
Good
and,
people,
and
lots
good
of history.
And the history and
scenery,
Thomas Jefferson.
J. James.
Exactly. So I figured, we may as well come to Charlottesville. Why not?
And there you go.
Good company, brand new station.
Brad Savage of 106.1 The Corner. I have to ask you real quick, got about a minute or two left. Trends in radio, you know, the satellite radio. I mean, if anybody knows radio, obviously it's you, one of the top 30 under 30 in the whole world.
Right. Thank you.
So what's going on with radio?
Well, radio is changing drastically in that we're becoming a content delivery medium. It's not so much about turning on the radio and listening for this song or this interview, but rather podcasting and on demand and listening to things when you want to, not when it's scheduled by the station. You're seeing this in TV, too, where you can go to the websites and watch your TV shows now instead of, you know, making an appointment to watch at the time they schedule it. And all of the technology is changing things. And I would argue for the better. It just makes the quality better of what we put out on the air at any given time. Because all, you know, with iPods and downloading and internet and satellite radio and all of that, it's a very interesting time for radio broadcast. It's not really about tall towers in the fields anymore, you know?
Brad, when you go out to the award when 106.1 The Corner corner wins, and it will, let's just believe that it will win. Do you have to rent a tux? Is there like a red carpet thing? Are they going to be talking about what you're wearing?
No, this is still radio after all, you know, so I don't know that any of us really clean up very well.
Brad Savage of 106.1, The Corner on your FM dial at 106.1, very conveniently located right there. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you,
and
Coy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.